Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
John Mellencamp bringing this back. We're rocking here in the United States of America. I know it doesn't seem like it quite right now, folks, but we're going to be back. We're going to recover. We're going to turn this thing around, and we're going to live to fight another day. Because Sam Norwood, this too, as my grandmother would say, this too will pass. Sam Norwood, folks, is here. I'm Jim Blasingame. I'm your host. Sam's a 19-year member of our Brain Trust. Sam, this too will pass. What do you think?
It will pass, and the beginnings of the openings are coming a little sooner than I had thought just a week or two ago. For example, Georgia has already announced that they're starting to open some things, of all things, barber shops and hair salons and tattoo parlors later this week, if you can imagine. And then South Carolina is going to open up some things next week. It happens, and this is not a political statement, but it is an observation. These are states whose governors are Republicans, mm-hmm. and there is something of a political divide about how fast we ought to open up the economy, and time will tell how wise it is. But what I'm saying is that light is opening up in some states, I think there's good reason for this. It won't be perfect. We're not past this.
But isn't that part of the reason for doing it in a way, Sam? I've been thinking about this, and don't we need to start doing this so we can test this? I mean, let's open back up, let's see what happens, and that could be an incubator for what we do for the rest of the country. What do you think?
Well, we have to, and it's going to be a rolling start, and through experimentation, we'll see how it goes. It'll be in fits and starts, but it is a start. And what we've learned how to do is we already know how to social distance, and we know how, and we're instructed, and this won't end anytime soon, and that is wearing a mask of some sort to prevent, it doesn't prevent us from receiving a virus. It prevents us from injuring somebody else if we have the virus and don't know it and cough. And yeah. So wearing the mask is important, and we know if we're sitting in a barber chair, that barber is going to be wearing a mask, and we'll be wearing one too. Hope the barber can get around the strings. We're learning how to cope, and as we learn how to cope, it makes it safer for us to be able to do this. Whether it's sporting events, that'll come later, where people are shouting and jumping up and down and sitting next to each other, that'll come much later. But I think things are going to open up, but certainly by the fall we'll have trade shows. Movies will be a while later. In the meantime, we're learning some things about some businesses are doing fine. Netflix, as an example, we're learning how to do stuff at home. We're learning how to educate over the TV.
What do you think small business owners should be thinking about in terms of when we come out of this? Will it be slow and gradual? Will it be a slingshot effect? What do you think?
It depends on the industry. I think it'll be more like a slingshot for people who have the pent up demand for services like haircuts. We're all getting long hair and our roots are showing for those who dye their hair. that'll be more like a sling. That'll catch up pretty quickly, I think. But other things will be more slow. For example, restaurants. People are learning how to eat at home, and takeout is doing pretty well. Pizza parlors and Chinese and all that are doing okay. The rest of the restaurants, it'll be slow, I think, in coming back, but it will come back. And the focus that we need to have as small business people is being in touch during this time with our employees, our laid-off employees, as well as our current employees. Stay in touch, get them warmed up, get the systems ready, and with those who have not retailers, you can't be in touch with your customers as much as you can.
But I think you should really stay. Find if you're a retailer and you know a customer, contact them. If you're a B2B I think you should stay close to your customers I think you should be starting to ask your B2B customers, what are you going to need in September? How can I help you? What can I do to help you as we get out of this? Don't you think right now?
Absolutely, that's critical, and I'm hoping that the B2Bs have been in touch throughout this. From home, any kind of communication, email, letters, telephone calls. How are you doing? Our time is tough, but here's what we're doing, and that you can build relationships during this off time. So when it does come back, your relationships are more solid than they ever have been.
Right.
That's something we ought to be doing, all of us, right now, because it is going to come back, and this the economy is going to come back, but it'll come back slowly in fits and starts, and it'll be 2021 before we're really back up to speed.
Do you think 2021 could become a record growth year as a result of the pent up demand and the way we're going to rethink the economy? What do you think?
Too early to tell. I would, in my optimistic side says yes, I sure hope so. But my realistic side is we have to wait and see. As to whether it's going to be record-setting growth or just grinding back, it'll be faster than the recovery from the 2008
recession. Because it wasn't financially fundamental. Hey, Sam, I got to take a quick break. Hold on to that thought. When we come back, I'm going to ask Sam to share a little investment thoughts with us after the break. Tintel.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.